ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
एवरीबडी इन द वर्ल्ड वांट्स पीस, हैप्पीनेस एंड लव, बट वेरी फ्यू पीपल इन फैक्ट हैव पीस, लव एंड हैप्पीनेस इन लाइफ। व्हाई? व्हाट इज द रीजन? Something which is wanted by everybody on earth is not achieved by many. Why? There must be some reason. Happiness or peace or love, they are such elements of human life which everybody wants without exception. But very few have it in life. Why? It's a question, very important question. To this question, all great saints have replied that though people want peace, happiness and love, but the direction in which they are searching them is wrong. That is the reason they don't find them. They don't experience peace and happiness. People are searching peace and happiness and love externally, out of them, in the world, in the objects, in the relationships, through the senses. And it is basically the search for these, peace and happiness, of everybody. Even when a person drinks, through drinking, one is trying to forget oneself, and then some peace is felt, forgetting the worries temporarily, forgetting the past, forgetting the future problems, like this. Even in sex, the same thing, but it is the experience of everyone that it is only momentary. One feels the pleasure for a few moments. Again, it is a greater worry, more agitation, greater conflict inside. This is the case because the basic ignorance exists there about the direction of finding peace, love and happiness. Peace, love and happiness exist in you, inside, not out of you. Therefore, change the direction of search. Without changing the direction of search, you will never be successful to have peace, happiness and love. In your pure existence, they exist. And that your pure existence is known as the spirit or soul. The divine element. One is a part of the infinite peace, love and happiness which God is. And one is a part of it. But that is found inside of you. By withdrawal from the external objects. Through senses one wants to enjoy. But always it happens that through senses the involvement is for a short time, and after that frustration happens, disgust happens, dissatisfaction is there. So, for starting the real journey for peace, happiness and love, one has to begin by stopping at the first level. What is that first level? The level of sensual enjoyment. One has to have the discipline there. There is no other way out. Throughout the history of humanity, nobody has ever been happy and peaceful without stopping voluntarily from enjoyments of the external world. Nobody will be ever. This is the gist of all great real saints. Their preaching tells us. So, to some extent, whatever is possible for the individual, one has to stop from enjoying the external world someday. Either you stop it voluntarily or your age will compel you. What will you do? You have to stop. You can't eat that much delicious food when you are 75. And if you still carry on with that, you will see what happens in the night at 1 a.m. And then again, pain and medicine in the morning. You can't enjoy sex also like that. Nothing. If you are very fond of going throughout the world for traveling, no harm in that for some time. But someday you have to stop. You can't go seeing things here and there. Someday you have to stop. Wisdom lies in stopping voluntarily before age compels you. That is the lesson which we have from all scriptures and from all authentic saints. Now there are people, and always they say, it is very difficult. It is very difficult to have discipline. Yes, it is difficult. No doubt about it. But it has to be your need. Certain elements in human life are such, if you do not control them before death, then you will have a very bad future birth. This is science. I give one or two examples regarding the sexual urge, this attraction towards the opposite sex. You see, old age does not solve it. In old age, the capacity does not remain the same as it is there in the young age. But the inner conditioning of the being, the craving, does not come to an end. The craving remains. And it is a very bad condition of the person. The craving is there and the physical capacity is not there. The craving is there, but the physical capacity is not there. Now it's a torture inside. People of the age of 80 or 90, even 85, I remember some people, they met me. And when they spoke the truth, they said that the fact is that we are still having the same type of urge inside, which was there when we were 25 or 30 years or 40 years. And now it's a difficult thing. I said, you missed the chance. You should have made efforts when there was some energy left with you. Please give very deep consideration to the fact that time and energy are limited. And once the energy is gone, you will not be able to do anything for you. The same energy goes to enjoyment of pleasures, the same energy, when stopped from pleasures, goes inwards. And you have a spiritual evolution. And at the climax of that journey, withdrawal from the outside and then going inside through meditation, you have enlightenment, transcendence of the natural urges. This is the science. But it happens only so far you some energy is left in you. So this is very important. Serving others and meditation and seeing your own faults, that is analyzing yourself. these three important things will evolve or will give help for your evolution. Have them in life. But even before having these three things, there is one more important factor which should be there even starting before these things. What is that? Is stopping the undesirable things, illogical things. So far somebody is doing things which are against hygiene, against morality, against discrimination. One is not able even to have meditation in a better way or serve others. For example, a person who is not giving up the habit of drinking, as I explained the other day, cannot have sattvic thoughts. The quality of the brain centers is affected by that. In the same way, one who is not honest in earning one's livelihood cannot progress. There is no use, even to some extent there is no use of making charity while earning dishonestly. Earn honestly and then do charity from your honest earnings. Somebody is stealing and making charity, or stop stealing, at least in the beginning. So, peace, love and happiness exist in you, inside, not out of you. Therefore, change the direction of search. Without changing this direction of search, you will never be successful to have peace, happiness and love. There is no other way out. Throughout the history of humanity, nobody has ever been happy and peaceful without stopping voluntarily from enjoyments of the external world. Wisdom lies in stopping voluntarily before age compels you. Please give very deep consideration to the fact that time and energy are limited.